Thank you for calling Forklift Mobile.
Hi, is this Krista?
It is.
Hi, Krista. It's Gabe, Bank of Cardiff.
Hello.
Hey, so I just checked with funding. So yeah, as long as you have the 2014 tax return, and you said you will have the 2015 extension information on there, documentation?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
I can get that from him if you guys can accept that to get this thing funded, and then I'll make sure I get both of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'll suffice. As long as you have the 2014 and the 2015 taxes, the 2015 extension there, the information,
okay.
we'll be good to go.
Okay. So, how late are you there? So I have a kind of deadline.
So I will be here. I will be here till 3:30.
Okay.
However, I stay by my computer till about 5, and the funding department is around till 5. So
okay.
So if this, or the accountant there, I know it's probably hard to answer this, but did they give you like a time frame and when you should expect that, or?
He said he's trying to get it done by the end of the day, so.
Okay.
What time exactly that is, I'm not sure, because I'm kind of really putting a gun to his head to get him done. So he's trying to get him done, but I can't really give you a time because he didn't
okay,
really
no
give
worries.
Me one, but.
Yeah, no problem. I think what makes most sense then is for us to just wait for the tax return and then just do the online checkout, because that way it'll be the most seamless way to get this wrapped up and funded for you.
Okay, so should I just email this over or fax it? So that even if you're not there, like if you're gone for the day, you'll have it in your inbox for first thing Monday morning?
That would be perfect, yeah. I would just, yeah, email it over, and then, like I said, I'll be by my computer until funding leaves. On Fridays, I'm usually, I have to stay by my computer for work reasons, and as soon as we get that, we'll just get the link generated, and that way, you know, what I think is most realistic, because your accountant might lag a little bit, so
yeah.
I think realistically, we could do an online checkout on Monday and just get this wrapped up and funded into your account that day. Does that work for you?
That actually sounds perfect.
Great. If fax is easier for you, fax it. If email is best, you can email it. But whatever works for you.
Just as easy. Yeah, it'll probably come through clearer though if I email it.
Yeah, email is a little easier for me or us to work with. So,
My question was: our tax return documents, it can kind of be a thick stack. Is there specific forms you're looking for, or do you need the whole package?
So we just need the first few pages. I mean, if he sends it over to you in like a PDF, like, you know, email, it might be just easier for you to send it over to me and I can go through it. But we're looking for just the first page there. Let's see, you guys are an S Corp, so it'd be the 1120.
No.
Aren't you an S
Corp? No, we're
a C Corp. Okay, no problem. I don't know why they put S in here. So it'll be just the 1120 form, the first page there with the gross annual sales, and then the K-1 that reflects the ownership there.
The K-1, okay.
But those are the two main pages, but if you could send over those two and just the first, like, five, we should be good. It might be easier to just send over the whole set, just so we have everything and we don't have to go back and forth if we're missing anything. But send that over when it comes in, and we'll get that link generated, and then we'll have Kara in here. Usually does it. She'll walk you through the online checkout and explain everything to you as you guys go through it.
Awesome.
Alrighty.
And
yes.
You said you were going to email me the funding documents.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I'll send those over to you now just so you have it in front of you. And you can either fill those out and send them back to me, or you can just kind of review them and then do the online checkout. It's really up to you, whatever you prefer.
Okay. These documents are the online version of what we're going to do on the checkout?
No, so they're actually different. So it's all the same information, which I'll send over for you to have anyways in your files, but... the online checkout's usually, like, easier as far as, you know, than signing them all and, you know, having us review them. But either way, we can do it. It's the same, you know. It's the same.
Well, if you email me the form, so I have a chance to review them, and then we can just do the online checkout on Monday.
That sounds perfect. Oh. Yeah, I will send those off to you now. Yeah, and I will. I'll get those put together and shot over to you now. Alrighty.
Awesome. Thank you. You've been most helpful, Gabe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll make a little note in the email, but you'll see the. You know, it's funny. It's actually kind of good that we messed up because we're able to wipe out the origination fee. But you'll see that origination fee on there. But just know that that's going to be rebated to you, wired back to you. And, okay. And I'll make note of that in the email as well. Alrighty, Krista.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gabe.
Yeah, no problem. We'll be in touch soon. And realistically, I think we'll probably wrap this up for you Monday. And just fun should hit your account then with the online checkout. All right?
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. Thanks,
Gabe. Yeah, have a good weekend if we don't talk.
Oh, yeah. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.